Welcome back to another week of Sisterhood Secrets. You've got your host, Rihanna Blanche, and a special guest, a recurring guest.
I'm back.
Taylor is back.
Back and better than ever.
A lot's happened since you guys last saw her. A lot of people loved our episode. A lot of people love to hear your stories, your post-breakup stories.
Yeah, fantastic.
But today we are topping on new opportunities and new mindsets. Obviously, Taylor has just gone full switch on her life, so this is going to be exciting to hear about. But before we do that, give us some updates. What's been happening since we last saw you?
Well, first of all, I just want to preface, I sound like a bloke today because I'm a bit hungover. So let's just look past that. I feel a bit Shrekish. I was saying to Rihanna earlier, like, I feel like, if I could explain how I feel, like an ogre, like Shrek, maybe Fiona. But like...
I love that.
Yeah. But no, yeah, nothing... You asked how things have been, hey?
Yeah, like, yeah, what's new? Like, anything happened?
Not really, hey. Just, like, still working heaps, gone back to uni. Hanging out with a few different people.
Just having fun.
Just living life.
Sounds like you're loving it.
Yeah.
Well, that is super exciting. We originally were meant to film at 9 today, but I knew you were hungover when you were like, let's push it back.
Yeah, sorry.
I was so happy. I was like in bed still. I was like, oh, relax for a little bit more. But super excited for today's episode. Like I said, we're talking about new opportunities and new mindset. The first topic I wanted to talk on was staying open-minded. Mm-hmm. I feel like when entering a new mindset, the only thing I think, well, that's the biggest thing, is staying open-minded. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm like a yes man now.
Okay.
I never say no to anything. Is
really?
That what yes man means? I don't even know.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I just say yes to everything.
Like being willing to like step outside your comfort
zone. I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, like why, like...
Mm-hmm.
It's just me now. Like, I only have to worry about myself.
So yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm like, what's the worst that could happen?
Yes, no, exactly. I feel like stepping out your comfort zone, though, is so scary.
Mm.
Like, I used to be such an introverted person, and, like, stepping out my comfort zone, like, my safe zone, would be terrifying, but I'm the same now. Like, if someone wants to do something, I'm like, yes, on my way.
Yeah.
I come across so like it's, like, needy. I'm like, okay,
no,
what are we doing?
No, that's such a good way to be, though.
But it's always good, though, to explore in unfamiliar territory. I feel like going into like a new opportunity, you kind of have to be open-minded. Like if your new opportunity obviously means you're trying something new, and I feel like you can't be closed-minded when it comes to that at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, growth comes from getting out of, like, you can't be comfortable and
grow. No, 100%. And I feel like when you're growing as well, like understanding that there's gonna be failure along the way, like embrace the failure as well. I feel like whenever I've tried something new and I've, you know, stepped outside my comfort zone, I've failed so much. And I'm like, trial and error. But like, you need to kind of, I feel like embracing failure is so good now because now I've learned so much more and learned a different way of doing things thanks to that.
Yeah, for sure. This is like me with like, Rihanna's going to be teaching me UGC.
I'm so excited.
I'm like nervous, but I'm like nervous about, like, for those of you who don't know what UGC is, do you want to explain it? Because I can't.
Not
at this point.
It's user generated content. So the
is
best
what that stands for.
Yeah,
I didn't even know. I thought it was ugook.
Ugook. I thought that when I first started too. I was like,
I was
like, what
is this?
Operant ug?
I was like, what is this social influencer ugook?
It does stand for user generated content. So essentially the easiest way to put it is we create, like, you don't need to be an influencer, you don't need a following. We create content for brands to post on their page, so you don't have to post it, the brand post it. So I'm so excited. Like, I'm so excited. I've been talking to Hayden about it. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to help
I'm
her.
Excited too, because it just sounds like it's just like easy money. Like, you make a video, I already like not obviously make the extent of videos that you do,
you like edit videos and stuff,
but I already make videos for social media for my lash page.
Yeah, so you've
so
got
it's
it
like I know, like, the basics, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
no, I'm so excited. I literally am, like, so through it. I'm like, let's make money together.
It'll be so much fun.
I'm so excited, generally so, so excited.
Fun. Yeah.
But, like, that's the thing, though. Like, even, like, for example, with UGC as an example, like, there is so much trial and error along the way. I remember when I first started, I was pitching wrong to brands. My example videos were horrible. And I was like, why am I not getting responses?
Yeah.
What's wrong? And, like, I had to literally sit back and be like, oh, my gosh, if I was a brand, would I fucking hire this person? No. Yeah. Like, and I feel like that's a part, because, like, for me, like, my new opportunity was UGC. I was like, I hate my 9-to-5 job. I want some more money.
Yeah.
And you know how you get those videos that come across your For You page where it's like, easy way to make money, and you're like, okay, stop the crap. Like,
I'm like, whatever, hater. Like, it's going to be one of those things where, like,
you pay, like, $900 and then...
Well, either that or, like, you know those, you know, like, on Instagram, those, like, pyramid schemes?
Is that what they're called? Yes, yes.
I always thought it was, like that, and I was like, bullshit.
You're like, what is Rihanna running?
I'm like, no, well, I didn't even, like, know the extent of it until I met you, and then you explained it more, and I was like, oh, that actually sounds kind of
cool. Exactly, but, like, from an outsider point of view, until you learn about it, you're like, this is some messed up stuff. Like, you're just scamming people.
Yeah, literally. Because
that's what I thought. I was like, you're telling me I can make 6 digits a year from filming for brands. And, and I was like, okay, cut the crap. And then I was like, I'm going to try it. And you can, like, you literally can. And I feel like that's being open-minded, because I was so close-minded about it. And like, this girl kept coming up on my For You page and posting about it continuously. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, just, I literally blocked her. I was like, I can't deal with seeing this stuff anymore. Cause I hate that. I hate seeing, like, no marketing degree needed. Like, And then I was like, oh, I want to be a bit more open-minded. I watched a bunch of, like, YouTube videos about it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. And it's now my job, so.
You go, girl.
We love that.
But so, like, I have the best mentor, is what you're trying to tell me.
The best. The best of them all.
I honestly think, like, I do, though.
I would. Are you going to teach me? I would say I'm very good, yeah.
Yes, of course you are. You're like, earning double what people working full-time do in a week.
It's I do love what I do, guys. It is really good, though, and, like, that's something that I really am excited about, though, is to help you, because, like, I've told you, like, I help a lot of clients, and, like, even they're, like, able to quit their jobs, and, like, I remember I had clients, and, like, on their first day, they'd come in and be like, be real, like, am I actually going to get paid by this? And I'm like, follow what I tell you to do. Like,
you do not believe, you do not receive.
Not. That is so good.
That comes from Santa. Santa Claus came up with that.
I was gonna, like, you know how do you like the snippets for social? I was gonna, like, put that in. Like, wise words from Taylor.
Old Saint Nick up there. He's a wise man. Up there, down there, where's the North Pole? I don't know.
Up.
Is it?
No, down. It's near Antarctica, right?
But it's called the North Pole.
But it's, like, near there, right?
God, how many girls does it take to figure out where the North Pole is?
This is bad.
Did you hear what I just said? I was like, oh, but it's North. Like,
oh, my, North Pole.
Like, everyone calls it North Pole, not not Australians only. I'm like, yeah, but it's North.
Wait, no, because you actually, I thought you were, like, saying it's North.
Well, the world is round. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so whatever way.
Yeah, so it's kind of both, isn't it?
I don't know. It's where the snow. Yeah, we have to. Do you have your phone? We have to, guys. For all the Spotify listeners.
Okay, this is actually...
She's currently searching it up.
It's actually really embarrassing.
It is. Oh, my God. I already know there's going to be those males listening to this, like, oh, what dumb bitches.
Yeah. You know what? This dumb bitch is about to graduate psych and crim, so, like...
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you. When you said you had your last exam, I thought you were done. Bro, but then I didn't realize that you had to go back.
I still have, like, I'm currently doing my last three subjects. Thank fuck I've failed, no, passed all of those. I'm just like, I'm so hungover.
We had to get her a coffee this morning.
Thank God. Yeah, that's what I'm drinking. It's not like hair at the dog or anything. It's just coffee. I can't multitask. North Pole. Yeah, I know. Thank fuck I passed those last four exams. Mm. I was crying.
I know, you were so stressed.
I literally was like, if I have to redo, because last trimester I did five subjects because I wanted to like get them done. And like, I go to Griffith. So like, if there's Griffith listeners or watchers.
We do have a few.
Yeah. Okay. So there's subjects that are like only available at the start of the year. So if I didn't do those like compulsory subjects I had to do at the start of the year, I would have had to wait until the start of next year to do them.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was graduating this year. I was not going into my sixth year at university.
How long is it originally meant to go for?
It's 4 years, but I'm in my fifth year because I did some subjects part time.
Yeah.
And then like I deferred for 6 months a couple of times there.
Do you kind of feel like you're at school with uni?
Not really. You kind of got your own pace, I guess.
That's good.
But they're really chill. Like, I don't know what the case is. I haven't heard great things about QUT or UQ, but at Griffith, because it's like a smaller uni in terms of like being in Brisbane, like the big campus is at Gold Coast.
Yeah.
But they're really, like, the teaching staff are really good.
That's good.
And like, they're very, if they can see you're trying, they'll help you. Like, they'll do everything they can to help you.
That's good.
Kind of thing. And like, in saying that, if you're not trying, they're not chasing you up on things. Like, that's on you.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't submit an assignment, they're not being like, hey, Taylor, where's this assignment?
Yeah.
They're like,
that's on you. You're an adult.
Yeah. And they just will fail you.
Yeah.
Like, essentially.
See, I always thought of uni as like an adult school.
Technically, like, on paper, it is. But in terms of, like the feel of it and the culture and stuff, it's not. It's very, I find it very different. And, like, you can go and drink with, like, your classmates, which you can't do at school.
Yeah.
Unless you're at a house party. But we don't condone underage drinking.
We don't.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. We've all been there.
Nothing good happens for teenagers after 11 p.m.
I thought you meant like age 11. I was like, who's drinking at that age? I was so confused.
There would be a lot of people drinks at 11.
Like in Mexico, like I know that they drink really young. I know that because when I was in America, my Uber driver was like, I said drink when I was 9. And I was like, crazy.
Reading them young. I'm still trying to find where the North Pole is.
We go onto maps and search up North Pole and then it will like, oh my God, put you in a direction. Dumb and dumber.
Yeah. Who's dumber? Me.
No, me. I thought that when by North Pole it meant north, so I think
okay,
we're
it's
same.
In the northern hemisphere, so we were onto something with that.
Where's the northern hemisphere?
Oh. Northern hemisphere. So we're in the southern, so there's the equator. Yeah. And we're in this, I'm pretty sure Australia is the southern hemisphere. We're just below the line, the equator. The line. That's like, what I saw in class. There was a line in the middle.
Yeah, like those yellow dots. Like,
And the northern hemisphere is like up this way.
Yeah.
But is the North Pole within, Oh my God, yeah, we were right. It's both. It's like in the northern, it's in the northern hemisphere, but it's like,
wait, where is it there? So it's like in the middle.
No, babe, it's at the bottom.
What?
It's like at the bottom.
Oh.
And the top. No, actually, it's just, oh, wait, what's that?
I failed geometry. Clearly.
Oh, so it's just at the bottom. That's not the northern hemisphere, bro.
How many people does it take to figure this out?
I saw the Northern Hemisphere line on Wikipedia, so I don't think there's people that are, like, as smart as us, because it's obviously not in the Northern Hemisphere. It's, like, at the bottom of the world.
I'm so glad I'm not in school
anymore. Like, there's Australia. It's under us. I think we just need to change this topic.
Yeah, okay, I'm very confused.
We're getting sidetracked here.
I'm very confused. And all the listeners, I reckon somebody's got to know what it is and they're just listening to this, like, come on, girls, you got to get it.
Yeah, of course they are.
Well, if you're listening to that thinking that, we've given up.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the difference between Antarctica and the North Pole? Oh, there's the North Pole and the South Pole.
What? I gotta like edit in the answer once I get.
I'm so embarrassed that we can't figure this out.
I don't know. We need like a smart like dad or something. Like this is something that like.
Maybe should I call my dad?
Do you reckon he would know? Hey dad, by the way, you're on air.
Yeah, I'll be like, dad, do you know the answer to this question?
Guys, we need to know the answer. Imagine
if my dad gets it wrong too. If anyone, he can't. I'm calling my dad. He's on a run actually at the moment. Oh well, this is important.
He'll give like the dad like this better be good. This better.
The person you have called.
Rude. I could be dying. Let me call my mum because she's with him. My mum's such a sweet little lady.
Yes, love.
Hi, mum. Are you with dad?
I am. Yes.
Could you please put him on the phone?
No, I can't at the minute, love. He's just busy trying on shoes.
Oh. Okay.
What's wrong?
You actually might be able to answer this. Where is the North Pole?
Where do you think it is?
In Antarctica.
Yeah, it's north, right at the top.
But isn't Antarctica at the bottom of the world?
There's a north and south pole.
Oh, so when one's land.
One's at the top, one's at the bottom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Yeah, just get a world map and you'll be able to see that.
Okay.
Okay. All right, doll. Gotta go.
Thank you, Mum.
Goodbye, love.
Bye. That is she hilarious.
Literally right now is thinking like all those fucking private school fees for
yeah,
what?
Yeah, she's probably thinking. She's like, my daughter.
Daughter is a half wit.
Oh my gosh, the facts.
Go, Kylie.
Great job.
Kylie. It's like the disappointment in her voice too.
Yeah, she's like, where do you think
she's
it
like,
is?
Where do you think it is?
Do you think like, she'll watch this episode? She'll be like, rewatch this and be like.
Well, when the last episode came out, I like sat on the couch with my family and we all had a coffee and like some snacks and we watched the episode. Like
I
on
love
the television.
That.
Yeah.
I love that. That is so cute.
And my parents like to listen to it. And then when I make jokes about, like, penises, my dad, like, cries inside. No, he doesn't.
That would be my
dad. He just goes, like,
my dad.
He, like, doesn't know where to look.
My dad's go-to, if he hears, like, my mum and I talk about something, is, shut up, no more talking.
Don't want to know about it.
Literally,
yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. Shut it off. Yeah. That is so funny. I know, when you, like, told me, like, their feedback, I was like, that's so cute, because they thought that she was a co-host originally.
Yeah, they were like, oh, aren't you like, I was like, no, I'm a guest on the podcast. Because initially I said to them, oh, I'm going on a podcast. So they were like, oh, like going on, starting one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, no, like Rihanna's my friend and she's asked me to be a guest on the podcast. And they're like, oh.
Don't worry, my parents thought that too. They were like, their first episode came out with Hayden. And they were like, okay. This is your podcast? And I was like, no, it's just my podcast. And he's like, okay. And then you came on and then they were like, so is it now both of your podcasts? And I was like, no, it's still my podcast. Mm-hmm. Adults will never understand, I think.
I think it's just different.
Well, back in their day, they didn't have
people
sitting on a couch.
Podcasts,
yeah, exactly.
It's so different. Like, social media has just completely changed the way of life.
Oh, 100%. It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, how much stuff has changed.
Yeah.
Is insane. Like when my mom, like, oh my gosh, you know, I actually saw this recently. I can't wait to pull this card on my kid. Like when they're like, mom, can I go out? And I want to say no. Like when I was 12, I was actually quarantined for 2 years of COVID.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like we are able to pull that card. Like
we actually, yeah.
There was a deadly virus going around. We couldn't leave.
Your mom is a beast because she lived through a pandemic.
I've had COVID 6 times. I don't know how I'm not. On the ground.
6 times.
Mm-hmm.
I've probably had it and the same. Counting. I just haven't tested.
Yeah.
No, I still literally. Just go to work because I need money.
Oh my gosh, I love that. See, I know when I have COVID because I literally just get, I just throw up every time I get COVID.
Oh my God.
Literally. So I've literally have had COVID like 6 times and I'm like, when is it going to end?
That's crazy.
I've got to be immune now. Oh clearly my not. God. I know.
When I got COVID, I wasn't sick at all.
Really?
Yeah, because I was in Melbourne for the F1 a few years ago with my ex-partner and, like, his whole family.
Mm.
And, like, one of the days we were there, because, like, when F1's on, it's, like, starting to get a bit cooler in Melbourne. And we were all staying. There was, like, 10 of us or something. No, maybe not. I don't know. It was a large number of us in a house together. And one of the days, I kind of had, like, a sniffly nose and a bit of a cough, but then I went to the F1, and we were just, like, drinking, like, had a few Canadian clubs, and I was like, oh, it's gone away now.
Yeah.
And then I got back to Brisbane, and I was like, oh, I feel fine, but, like, I wonder if, like, you know. So I took a test, because at the time, Melbourne had just opened back up, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Melbourne had just, like, gotten back into having everything like opened up, and then it came back positive and I wasn't even sick. And
that's crazy. I literally have not, I every single time I've got it, I've been literally dead.
Yeah, my literally parents are dead. Like that too. My brother has had it, but I think because he like works at a mechanic shop, he gets like so many germs and bacteria around him all day that like the symptoms didn't even show with him because he's like young and fit and he just like,
see, my immune system.
Yeah.
I don't even think I have an immune system at this point. I would literally just get sick so quickly.
Mm.
Like, unfortunately. But, oh my gosh, we went so off track, but I love it. This is what people liked about our last episode, though. But let's be real,
we do. This is what we do. We yap.
We yap.
We are. I literally have this on my Hinge. I'm a professional yapper. That's my job. People go, I'm an electrician. I'm like a professional yapper.
Literally.
Yeah. Because if I say beauty technician and they see the massage table in my photos that I have for my lash clients, and they go, oh, what do you do? I'm like, fuck off. Like, don't even get that stank idea out of your head.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Little boy, seriously.
I couldn't imagine Hinge in 2024. Like, I just know there's some males on there that are just...
Hinge is actually nicer guys than Tinder. Tinder's like
hook up.
Tinder's like you're down to fuck. Yeah. That's Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Hinge is like someone's actually on there to get to know you. And like, you know.
Do they put that in their bio? Like, is that what you used to do?
It's like there's more prompts to talk about yourself, whereas Tinder's just like photos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, I want to see. Okay. I'm obviously in a relationship, I don't understand this stuff.
So, guys, Tinder. So.
Oh, my gosh. You are getting all the men.
I haven't gone on Tinder for a few days. So, there's going to be a couple messages there. But, like, you just tap through photos. See. Nah.
Oh, my gosh. Nah. Gross.
Nah. Nah. Nah.
You can tell Tinder is for hookups when their only photos are, like, on the beach, abs out.
Yeah, like this guy. Abs. Cute. So swipe right. Nah, 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 nah. So, like,
gross.
When you, if you swipe right on someone and they have swiped right on you,
it's a match.
It comes up, it's a match, and that's when they can message you. That's the only time they're allowed to message
unless
you.
They have like a premium, hey, like a super, I don't swipe know.
If someone has to pay for premium, run. No one should be that desperate that I no pay one for premium.
No one.
Anyway, so that's Tinder, and then Hinge. So Tinder doesn't have like any questions, so now we're on Hinge.
Dating with
Tinder. Okay, so first one that's come up, yeah, dating tips. So there's Tristan.
Oh, sorry.
So it's like a photo, and they can have like a video prompt. There's a bunch of things to. Should we play it? Hopefully Tristan's not watching. Oh,
sorry, okay. Tristan.
Sorry, Tristan.
I can teach you how to count from 1 to 10 in French. except for 8, obviously, and 7, 3, 4, and all of the even numbers.
I don't want to be rude, but I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. All I heard was, I can help you count to 10, 7, 4, 7.
Yeah. So anyway, strange. People can choose to have a voice prompt if they want.
That's cool. I like that.
And then, like, the dorkiest thing about me.
I spin lightsabers in my spare time.
Like, do you know what a lightsaber is?
No.
Star Wars?
Never seen. She leaves. She's like, bye.
Rihanna.
Oh my gosh. What?
You have to watch Star Wars. It's like an Aussie eating a sausage on bread. You have to do. Have you done that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not that bad.
Anyway, and it like just has what you're looking for. More photos, more prompts.
That's really, I like
that. Let me show you mine.
Let's see. Oh my gosh. Can I just say all of my single friends, I've asked every single one of them to see their profile once. I don't know why. I just want to know.
Yeah, no. Okay, so this is.
I love that photo.
Thank you. That. And then it goes, thought I'd deleted this one with the photo. Dating me is like stepping on Lego. 22 woman. It has like your sexual preference, your height, where you live, what ethnicity you are, whether you have children or want children, drink, smoke, weed, pills.
Yeah.
All that.
Yappa.
Your profession, I put yappa, but like we all know that's only one of my jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, I just burped. I do this every time.
Yeah.
Like Griffith, your like religious views. Yeah. Because it comes up with, like, people who have, like, the same.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. Kind of thing sometimes.
See, I'm a Christian. If I was single, I wouldn't want to match with a Christian because Christian men. I tell me just one more. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Christian men just seem scary.
Mm. No comment.
Oh, wait, I forgot.
Yeah.
We don't like anyway, Christian men.
Anyway. So, like, my dating goals is figuring it out, which in blank means I don't want anything serious. Thank you. Monogamy, obviously. No hate if you're non-monogamous, but, like, I don't share, so.
Yeah.
And then, like, more photos.
I love that photo of you in the pink top.
Thank you.
Love that photo. Every time I do my stalk, I always click on that photo.
Thank you. Most rational fear, drinking with my right hand. Do you know why?
Yes, because what's the thing again? A buffalo.
Yeah.
Is that an Aussie thing?
I have no idea. It's a Bogan thing. I know
well,
that.
Well, we just found out we have international listeners. So, buffalo is when it's with your dominant hand, right?
No, it's your right hand.
Because I always grew up everyone, it was like your dominant hand. And then recently it's like, oh, it's your right.
No, it's your right hand.
If someone says buffalo and you have a drink in your right hand, you have to finish your drink.
Yeah, you have to skull it. So, next time you're at a party, look out for a friend who's drinking in their right hand.
Yeah. And then you'll be able to explain this and refer to Sister of Secrets.
Exactly. Green flags I look out for. You're a GYG enthusiast.
I would put that in mine too. I would put that in mine.
Another pic of me. And then
one. Oh, that is so cute.
One of my little cherub. Dexel.
That is so cute. I'm going to do a zoom in on that.
Yeah,
he's that's so cute. Everyone has to see that dog. What's his name again, Teddy?
Dexter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who has a dog named Teddy?
Someone does.
Every white person.
Yeah. I love to call my daughter that, Teddy.
It's such a cute name. Have you seen Good Luck Charlie? And the daughter's name's Teddy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in so long.
That was just so...
Nostalgic.
Yeah, nostalgic. Oh, my gosh. But, oh, my gosh. See, this is what they liked about the last episode. We just talk and I feel
ramble.
Like they're in the conversation. So, guys, that's what you got again from this. But
it's what you asked for and we delivered. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Exactly. If you're going to click off the video, at least give us a like.
Yep. Sorry.
Oh,
my God.
You're okay, but...
It's like cracking my back.
Back on track, because obviously you are hopping into like this new UGC thing that I'm so excited to talk about. So this is obviously a new opportunity for you. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. But the next one point I want to make was be proactive. Like, don't wait for the new opportunity to come. Seek it. If that makes sense. Like, obviously I was constantly talking to you about what I do for work. And then one thing that you did that was proactive was, hey, like, do you want to help me? Like, teach me?
Mm. I feel like you kind of offered to.
Yeah, I was like, come on, just do it. Like, I say to everyone too, I'm like, guys, why would you not do this?
I feel like I would have been too nervous to be like, Rihanna, can you help me?
Yeah, but like the moment I was like, Taylor, let me teach you.
You're like, you really? Should do it. I'm like, actually?
No, literally. When I tell you, you're just going to love it. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But that's like one thing though, like be proactive. Like, stay informed constantly about everything. Like, for example, if you are interested in something, constantly be proactive in that. Like, for me personally, whenever I've tried something new and I've wanted to do it, the way that I would say proactive is I'm constantly looking at like articles or looking on like Indeed for like jobs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, if you want a new opportunity to come, you can't just sit and wait for it to come around, if that makes sense.
It's not going to.
Like, that's not realistic. As much as we would love for opportunities to just be handed to us, it's not how it works.
Yeah.
As much as we would like it to, you kind of you have to be proactive. It's like when you want a new job, the job's just not going to reach out to you. You have to apply for the job.
Yeah. You have to be consistent with it too.
100%.
As well.
100%. And I feel like visualize success and make a move. Like,
yeah, for sure. I so believe in this.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like once you have a goal, and this is one thing that I think people should normalize. Like, if you have a goal and you want to get to it, like, there's going to be times where there's going to, like I said, be failure.
Mm.
And, if, you know, it's not going to go your way. Who, like... And I feel like a lot of people, when that happens, are like, this just isn't meant for me. Like, if you have a goal, like, visualize your success. And I feel like you'll just...
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, you know, like, in my lash room, I have a... What's it called at the start of the year when people make those boards? Vision board.
Vision board.
I have one of those in my room. And every aspect on that vision board, I feel like I've already kind of accomplished.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, whether you, like, no matter what your, like, spiritual beliefs is, whether you're Christian, whether you believe in, like, the power of manifestation or, like, whatever, personally, I believe in God. And, like, I know you do as well.
Yeah.
I think that, like, in my personal belief, I believe that, like, God looks out for good people kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, that's just me personally.
Yeah.
I feel like, though, having a vision board, it, like...
Does it, like, kind of push you to want to reach those goals? Like,
yeah. It's like, you know when you feel stressed and you journal... Sometimes because it just like gets it out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the same as that. Like, it's constantly reminding you, like having a vision board and you look at it. It's like a very objective thing.
Yeah.
That you have to look at like every day.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like hanging up in a room like mine is.
Yeah. Like, it's in your face.
Whereas if you just try and go, yeah, I'll just remember that in my... You know, in my thoughts.
Yeah.
6 months later,
you're not gonna
you're going to have 50 other things that have, like, happened and changed your state of mind or well-being.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me.
We're both just on a roll today. I'm coughing.
But I feel like, too, like, you always receive what you need, not what you want.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So, like... At the start of the year, when I made my vision board, I, like wrote messages behind the photos that I'd printed off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, my goal kind of thing and how the photo, like, represents that kind of thing.
That's so smart.
Yeah. So, I had a photo on there of, like, a guy and a girl's hands holding. And obviously, at the time, I was with my ex-partner and, like... Like I said in the last episode, we ended amicably. So it's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, no bad blood. And my note at the back of that photo was, I want to make my relationship better. And so I was like, okay, like, that's my goal for the year. And now in hindsight, it's now like July. And I'm like, okay, that happened because I needed to fix my relationship with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that was letting go of things and people that didn't serve me.
Yeah.
Not serve me. That sounds so bad, but like, you but know like, what I mean?
It makes sense though. Like that don't serve a purpose anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And
like no hate, like some things just aren't meant for you.
Yeah, no. And like being by yourself, like you learn so much about yourself when you're single and you're by yourself and you don't have someone who, like obviously I have my best friends, but like you don't have someone who's constantly there as like your sounding board.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
So I feel like
my shower's leaking water.
I was like, is Hayden peeing? No. Hayden, you're back from golf.
Hayden, when did you get here?
But yeah, to sum up my tangent.
Yeah.
Visualize what you want because it definitely works.
100%. See, I've always been like really big on vision boards. I usually have one every year, but this year I literally was not inspired to do one at all.
Mm.
And I think that's because for the past, like, 2 years, I've been on a very long, lengthy journey with God. Obviously, as everyone knows, I'm very Christian. And for some reason this year, I literally just didn't do a vision board. And that was because I was like, I'm just going to leave it in God's hands. But, like, now looking back on it, like, I need the vision board. Like, not saying anything against God, obviously, but there's obviously your own goals. Like, my goal was to just let God control it all, but at the same time, like, we need to take action for something that we want at the end of the day. Like, if you want something to happen, then you need to do something. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, I definitely like vision boards. I think it's literally a constant reminder, like, hey, I need to do this. I'm going to do this to work towards getting here. I think vision boards, honestly, are so good. Like, I would recommend it to literally everybody listening because when I had a vision board, by the end of the year, I had literally, like, two things left unticked and, like, the things that were ticked, I was like, oh my gosh, I would not have completed those if it wasn't like a full, constant reminder.
It's like a to-do list kind of thing. Literally. For the year. That's how I think about it, 100%. Too.
Same. I have a bit of OCD, though. Like, my mind was like, you have to tick these off. Like, if you don't tick these off.
Yeah, no, I get where you... Oh my God.
No, you're okay. I'm
gonna kick that.
Could you imagine? Flying.
But yeah. Visualize.
Visualize your success. Well, let's go. We have some questions to obviously go through.
Mm-hmm.
These were sent in. So obviously every time, I feel like a lot of people listening don't realize this, but I do polls on Snapchat and Instagram. And if you guys want your question included in a video, always just go on Instagram and even like TikTok and stuff like that, I am always putting polls up. So if you guys are ever listening and want something to be answered, that's where you go. So definitely go follow the other socials. But essentially, we got some questions that came through by some listeners. So we're going to obviously answer them both. So let's go through it. Mm-hmm. Let's get out any coughs or anything before we start. First question, what is your biggest struggle with staying open-minded?
I think maybe like past beliefs or experiences.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely a massive barrier.
Yeah. I was literally going to say the exact same thing. Like if I've previously failed at something, I struggle staying open-minded at that opportunity again. Because I'm like, I don't want to fail again.
Literally. Even, like, being, like, if someone else is doing something too, you're like... Like, for example, like, if you look at a relationship, like, I'm a monogamous person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not ever going to be non-monogamous.
Monogamous. Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah.
Yeah. I will never be with multiple people.
Yeah. No.
The person I end up with will not be with multiple people. Otherwise, they're not my person.
Oh, I would never.
Right?
No, I hate, feel like, but no.
I feel like when I was in a relationship, I was very much like, not had my nose down, like turned down at them, but I was like, what's the point of being in a relationship? But now that I'm single, I'm like, you know what? Whatever works for you. do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not going to, it used to be like, if I like met someone who was a great person and everything, I was like, wow, we could really be friends. And they were like, oh, me and my partner have a girlfriend. I'd be like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That
is weird.
Yeah.
Sorry, but that's weird.
And I'd
weird.
Be like, I don't want to be friends with that person. But now that I'm single and I'm like, just everyone live life, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, the fact that someone does something that I don't agree with necessarily doesn't mean I'm going to like completely shut them off.
Yeah, of course.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, I get what you understand 100%. Yeah. I mean, I find a lot of things weird, but like, I'm not going to shut, like, I'm not going to hate or whatever, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
It's just not for you.
Yeah, no. Just the thought of it is kind of wigging me out a bit.
I get way too jealous.
Oh, I would be insane. Could you imagine?
I just think, what's the point of a relationship?
Yeah. I just couldn't imagine, like, coming home and, like, seeing Hayden, like, cuddled up with someone else on the couch. You know what I mean? And then, like, joining that cuddle. Like, what?
No.
Not for me. I'm sorry, like, if that's you. Like, no.
Whatever works for you, whatever you and your partner are comfortable with.
Yeah, just set boundaries.
And yeah.
I would set so many boundaries. That's why I couldn't. Like, I couldn't. Like, my relationship.
The boundary would be, it's just me.
No, literally.
That would be the boundary.
Exactly. I don't know. Like, obviously, people in those relationships have to have extreme confidence because I could never compare every day. But to answer your question, yeah, I would say the biggest struggle is.
Yeah.
Past, you know, beliefs. Past beliefs, past fear, like failure.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, what do I do if a new opportunity arises, but I'm not certain on it, but I also don't want to miss the chance?
Take it. Take the bull by the horns.
The worst that could happen is you don't like it and just step out. You're not locked in a contract with any job or opportunity. Like, you know what I mean? Like, unless you are, then maybe give it a bit more thought, but...
Yeah, even then, there's always a way out from things.
Exactly. Like, if it's a new opportunity and you obviously want to do it, but you're also not too certain on it, just try it out. Worst could happen, you don't like it.
Yeah.
Go back to what you're familiar with and then explore unfamiliar territories again in the future. Like, you're not in a rush to have it all figured out, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like this was me when I started working for myself full-time. Like, leaving my 9-to-5.
Oh, that would have been terrifying.
Yeah, because for the first, like, backstory, for the first year and a half, I've had my business for 2 years. For the first year and a half, I was working full-time at a bank. Mm-hmm. It was a 9-to-5, and, like, I would do my clients from, like, 5:30 to 9 p.m. every weeknight, plus I'd be open Saturdays. I wouldn't be fully booked for those time slots every week, but they were like my open hours kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then it started getting to a point where in October last year, the money I was earning from my business for less hours was more than my full-time job.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's the point of having my full-time job? I want to go to uni full-time again. Like, I'm just going to work for myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like I was back and forth about it, like when I was going to do it for so long, because in my head I'm like, right, I need to have this amount of money guaranteed each week if I'm going to work for myself.
Yeah.
Because I was so scared that I would quit my job and then my clients that I did have would just randomly stop seeing me. And I was like, how am I going to fill in the days? Like the clients I do see, they all work full time. So they're not coming during the day.
Yeah.
And then I just was like, I just have to take it. I just have to try it. Worst case scenario, it goes to shit. I'll just go find another job again.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there's all, where there's a will, there's a way kind of thing.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's like literally me in my position right now.
Yeah.
Like, as you know, like I literally am earning more than I am from my 9-to-5, but something in me just can't.
Yeah.
Like go cause of that fear. Like, trust me, like I'm in the same boat as you. Like my constant fear is, like, imagine I have a slow week and bills can't be paid. Like, stuff like that. But I feel like definitely just need to take the chance. Like, take the risk. Worst that would happen is, you have some slow weeks.
Yeah.
Get a casual job if you want to try something for yourself.
I'm telling you, it's going to open so much more opportunities for you when you quit your 9-to-5.
Yeah.
That's what happened when I started, like, when I quit my 9-to-5. freaking out about money. I was like, oh my God. And then when I did quit and I was open during the day, I had a whole new influx of new clients.
That's so good.
Stay-at-home mums, uni students, nurses who work
night shifts.
Yeah. People see me. People drive from Ipswich, Gold Coast, and Sunny Coast.
That's how you know she's good.
To come see me. And people will, like, do that.
Yeah.
It just, like, you will be amazed how many opportunities open up. You'll have more time. So you'll probably start to create even better content, which, like, your content's already good. You know that. But
better. Like, I put more just time level and effort up. Into it. Yeah. But, no, it is so true because, like, obviously I'm in that position. So, like, I'll take the jump one day. I'll take the leap of faith. I feel like just for me, like, I'll work for, like, a week at my 9-to-5 and then I'll just have a week off. And then that 1 week I'll literally just be flat out smashing everything out. And then in that 1 week I'll make more than I do in a fortnight. But then my mind's like, don't do it. Don't take the risk. You never know. So just take the risk.
Well, this is why I want to start UGC because, like, I'm looking for more sources of income now. Because, like, I want to move to Melbourne next year. I've decided. I'm going.
I need to join you. I need to come. I need to go to Melbourne. Yes,
I never seriously considered it because being in a relationship, you're thinking about two people, not one. Mm-hmm. And if the other person doesn't want to do it, of course you don't want to.
Yeah.
But now I do. Now it's just little old me. I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, on top of that, being single, like, I'm spending more money.
That's so scary. Are you scared? Like, because you're going to have to find, like, all new clients and stuff. Like, are you...
I'm not scared because I trust that it will happen.
Yeah.
I, like, have faith that it'll work out.
And you've got all the experience too.
Yeah. Well, when I move, I'm going to have to get a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Just to,
well, like, if UGC goes off you, which literally. I'm going to make sure it does. You won't need to.
I'm like... Getting a full-time job when I move to Melbourne would also be good to meet people. Yeah. I don't know anyone in Melbourne.
Yeah.
It would be a whole new city for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything. I've been there twice. Like, that's it. But, like, at the moment, like, trying to, like, bring in more sources of income, part of me is, like, not embarrassed, but I'm like, oh, like, I've been working for myself for this long. I shouldn't. Need to get more sources of income.
Yeah.
But in saying that, I'm like, you know what? I'm actually doing pretty well. It's just like, I like go out with the girls and like, I'm just having so much fun with my life.
Yeah.
And like, I'm saving up for Melbourne. Like, I have so many big things coming up. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start doing something else as well as my business.
Yeah.
To just like, whatever I earn from the other thing will go straight to my savings.
Yeah.
And like, I can just live on my business.
Yeah.
For like, you know, going out.
Yeah.
Paying my bills.
Yeah.
Like, you know, having fun with the girls. Like.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, just have like another, which is solely for my savings.
100%.
Yep.
I'm so excited. I literally, oh my gosh, the fact that you said that too, like, all morning I've been like, I love realestate.com as it is. Like, I'm always nosy, want to see people's houses, but like,
I've been on it, I have
this
so much.
Ick for Melbourne too. We were literally speaking about this last time we saw each other. Why am I speaking like it was ages ago? It was last week that we saw each other.
Yeah, literally.
I'm like, last time we saw each other, as if it was like weeks ago, we were talking about how we both want to go to Melbourne and I've got this itch. I've never been, but I just know that there's so much opportunity out there because of people that I know that live there.
There's so much more opportunity for your work too, like social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I know. I see just so many, like, even then, like, I've been invited to, like, events and it's in Melbourne and they're like, oh, but you have to cover the flights. And it's like, if I just live in Melbourne, I can just be there.
Everything is bigger and better in Melbourne.
Everyone says
we should do a girls'
like,
trip. Let's do a girls'
trip. Oh my god, we should.
And then we can do an episode from Melbourne. Yeah, okay.
We have to, we have to. So but if you guys want to know about Melbourne, stay tuned, we have to.
No, yeah, let's do it.
And it'll be my first time.
We're just scoping out.
Everyone says it's like the Australian New York.
Yeah, it is. I love Melbourne. Even the crackheads are better.
Like the crackheads in Brisbane
walking
oh my
through
gosh.
The city, the crackheads there are lovely. Like they're just trying to like bum a lighter.
In Brisbane, you're getting spat. I've literally been spat on. Yeah, like, that's twice.
Disgusting.
And come on, I'm a quiet girl. Like, my head's down when I see, like, I'm terrified of people on drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know so what it is. Like, I literally, when I go to my 9-to-5 job and I go in office, like, on my break time, I refuse to walk anywhere and get lunch. Yeah, like, fair. I'm terrified of that's people under the substance. That's
so fair, babe, though.
Oh, 100%. I feel like it's so, like, they don't have control.
Nah, they're fucking nuts.
they're scary.
We're going way off topic here, but like,
dude, this is what people love.
Growing up, like, I don't know if I've mentioned before, but my dad was in the police for like years and years and years, like over 20 years.
Yeah.
So he brought up my brother and I to be so deathly afraid of ice freaks, like crackheads, ice freaks. Ice freaks are the ones who are proper like, randomly hitting shit, or maybe they're on meth, who knows? But like, they have like super strength. I think it's because when they take that stuff, it messes with like the neurological pathways that like go to your pain receptors and stuff. And like, literally my dad told me like stories that like when they were like tackling crackheads, they would have multiple tasers on them and they would keep walking towards them because they're just like,
they're like, they're, I know, so their out of it. Strength and everything is insane.
And
though,
like, someone jumped off of a 2-story like building, so it wasn't too far off the ground.
Yeah,
but he broke his leg, but he kept running because he was so like iced out. Yeah, that's why I'm scared of crackheads. Because and that's like,
why I would never go to the city alone.
especially as a young girl.
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah, no, fuck that.
I literally cannot. Like, when I used to be a vapor, I would literally be like outside on my break vaping and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm terrified. Like, the moment I see one, I'd literally go inside.
Yeah, no, they're scary, especially if you make eye contact and then they go, what the fuck are you looking at?
I know. And then you think they're gonna like come up to you or something. Yeah,
literally.
Oh my gosh, I get so scared.
Well, the crackheads in Melbourne don't do that. They look at you and they go, do you have a lighter by any chance? And you go, oh no, I'm sorry, I don't. He goes, oh, good, have a great day. One of them said, God bless you. Some and I was like, no, brother, so God sweet. Bless you, because you need it. You are like, no shoes on. Like,
I love that, but yeah, though.
Even the crackheads are better in Melbourne.
I can't wait. And like,
more entertaining, too.
I can't wait. I just need to see Melbourne. I just know I'm going to fall in love with it and not, I don't want to leave.
I feel like I was born for Melbourne. Like, when I told my parents I want to go to Melbourne, my parents were like, go get it, darling. They literally were like, my dad said to me, and it like low-key makes me tear up, but my dad was like, I feel like I've got my little girl back, like, since, like, you know, in this recent few months with everything. He's like, I feel like I have my little girl back.
Aww.
And I'm like, she's back.
I love that sound. Oh my gosh. Yeah. But like,
you know exactly what I was talking about too.
She's back.
Yeah, literally. So when I was like, I want to move to Melbourne, dad was like, yep, we'll
shoot for the stars.
Mum and dad were like, we'll help you, like, we'll set you up down there. And I was like, thank you. And then mum's like, oh, what a shame, I'll have to come every month to see you, like,
because
they
love
Melbourne, they want to live there too. So, but I will be flying back here every month for clients.
Really? Why?
Because I'm going to see my family. I'll get pretty homesick initially. So I'm like, I may as well, if I'm coming back once a month.
Are the flights expensive?
Well, they might be. Mm-hmm. However, tax write-off if I have it for clients. Work. Yeah. And like, I'm going to be doing it anyway to see my family.
That's
and like,
true.
My parents have said like, they will help.
Yeah, that's good.
If need be.
That's good.
So like, and like, my clients will get infills like once a month. Like once every 3-4 weeks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I may as well while I'm back just
chuck in a few.
Yeah, make up the money for the flights, which I'll get back in a tax return anyway.
Yeah, but like a full set of lashes, that would be your flight.
Yep.
Do lashes, guys.
Yeah, literally. Do beauty. Just beauty in general. There's so much, like, so many different...
So much to do.
So many different, like, opportunities if you're a beauty therapist. Anyway, I digress. What's the next question? Did you answer this question?
What was the question again? Which one did we do? I don't think we asked the next question. No, we didn't end up asking the next question. I think we were still on the same one.
Yeah, okay.
Because we talked about how, crackheads. We want to go to Melbourne.
Yeah.
We need to plan this trip.
Yeah. Actually do it after this.
No, we generally should.
Yeah, okay.
Melbourne 2024 girls trip.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. I struggle embracing failure and honestly, it gets me down. How do I look at this from a positive point of view? Look at it as, like, a learning point. Like, yeah. Every time you fail at something and you keep going, that's just another learning step.
Mm-hmm. Don't get embarrassed by it. I mean, it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of, like, the fear of failure is, like, kind of goes hand in hand with, like, embarrassment or, yeah. like, feeling ashamed or
yeah.
being like, oh, like, I'm not good enough
yeah.
for something. It's not the case. I, like, especially since, like, finding, like, my, or maybe not, like, I don't know what I was gonna say. Can we just crop this part out?
Yeah,
just let me
brain fart.
Yeah, what was I gonna say?
I don't know, I was waiting for it too.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, like, since I've, like, kind of like started like re-believing in like God's up there and he's yeah. looking out for me. I now have like my mindset is just like it didn't happen and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Because more often than not, it didn't work and then you find something that works 10 times better.
100%. I see, even for the listeners who aren't religious, I forever stand by everything happens for a reason.
Of course, yeah.
100%. Even if, you know, you're not religious, whatever, I generally think everything happens for a reason. I think every time, well, the way I look at failure after obviously going through a ton of it
mm-hmm.
is like every time I failed at something, I feel like I've just grown 10 times better.
Yeah, for sure. You do.
Like, I embrace it. I'm like, all right, I failed at this. What did I do wrong? Let me make sure this doesn't occur again. What can I do better? And then yeah. you sit on it, you think, and then you're like, oh my gosh, now look at how I'm viewing everything. Mm. Like,
it's so true though.
I really liked that question.
Mm.
Like, that was a really good question because I feel like I can relate to that. I feel like I, when I fail, I do get embarrassed, but then I just think we're all human. We're all going to fail. No one's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, come on, I've fallen in front of like 200 people before. That's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing to have a goal. Like, you know how, like, for example, like with me doing my TikTok, why am I getting a call? Like, for example, with me doing my TikTok, I used to be so embarrassed about it. And I'm like, imagine someone hating on someone having a passion though. Like, yeah. it's not common. And people who do that just have no goal in life.
Yeah. I heard this thing. I think it was actually off of Vanderpump Rules. Do you know that?
No.
Vanderpump Rules. You should watch it. It's so good. Oh my God. So much drama. Anyway, besides the point. Someone on there said that people who are above you will never talk shit about you. It's always the people below you who are like trying to, yeah. Not to say anyone's better than the other.
That is so good.
But like, for example, like based on some of the shithead friends you've told me about of yours.
If you're listening to this,
shout out, them, you know who you are.
She knows everything.
I know absolutely everything.
She's never missed anything. You're up to date.
Added to the list.
No. Name drop one day.
Yeah. But like, you're so like, with like the social media stuff, you have like no judgment whatsoever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you don't feel like cringe posting your stuff because you're like, you know what? It's all for like opportunities yeah. and money. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is, money. Like, you're trying to make money.
Yeah.
And then if you see someone else, like, for example, me trying to start out, you're not sitting there being like, don't do it. You're not going to be good enough for it. You're like, yeah, do it. Come on. It'll be fun. Like,
literally.
You've got this, like, trying to uplift me.
Yeah.
And then you've got fucking old love in the corner going, Rihanna, it's so cringy what you're doing. Whereas if you turn around to her and said, I will help you do this and make money and stuff, she'd probably be like, oh my God, yeah. That actually sounds really fun.
Oh my gosh. Really?
So this is my point. Like, people who hate don't appreciate.
You're just on a roll today.
I know.
You are on a
roll. I think I'm still a bit drunk. No.
it's the alcohol talking.
Yeah. No.
I love it. You literally, I'm going to have so many snippets for this.
I know. But that's such a good saying. The people who hate, they don't appreciate what they have. So they feel shit about themselves and they deflect.
Mm-hmm. I would never understand haters though. Like, I have never once in my life watched a video and been like, I'm going to waste a minute of my time and comment some hate.
I've been a hater a few times, but really? It was warranted.
People
have done shit to me and I'm like, embarrassing.
See, I'll only do it if like it's actually something that's like grinded my gears. But yeah. Like, I will never, like, if I see someone trying to do something that they're clearly passionate about, who am I to be like, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah, they're just having a go. Gosh. Who cares?
We're all learning. We're literally all learning.
They're literally having a go at life. Exactly. But yeah, if someone's a bitch to you,
And they're a hypocrite,
then you can hate.
It's fine. I grew up with the mother that's like, the people who make fun of you are just jealous of you.
Yeah, but it's so true. It is so true.
It's actually funny. The people, I'm going to say this because they actually view my account every day. The people who bullied me in high school and constantly hated on me and tried to physically hurt me are the people now that are messaging me for coaching. How embarrassing is that?
So embarrassing. You want to talk about embarrassing moments? That is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. The people who literally, there's this one time in high school, I said it in my recent episode, the high school one, where like I literally have had people like trying to fight me and now they're watching my every move, commenting, you look so pretty, almost how are you making money? Like, how fake can people be? Like, just say you want the fame.
Yeah, nah.
Like, I don't have a following. Like, I'm not saying I have a following and they're trying to use me. No, but
you do. You do.
But, like, I just find it so, embarrassing. Like, I could never, like, if I know I've, like, I've never been a bully and I can stand by that.
Yeah.
But, like, if I was a bully, I would never suck up to the person I've bullied.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a new level of low. I'm literally going to include this snippet too so that the people who watch me constantly,
yeah,
I'm not gonna help you.
When I was in high school, I was a mean girl, so I got my karma.
I was a mean girl, but I never like bullied, if that makes sense. Like, I would never bully someone. Like, I was a mean girl. Like, I have a resting bitch face. Like, no one wanted to talk to me
because I was a mean girl to the girl who, I was like friends with this girl, and she like hooked up with this guy that I had a thing with, like literally like a week or two after we broke up. There's a
boy in the middle.
I know, and like I found out through someone else, like she didn't tell me, and like my whole group of girls, we like turned, I like me and my other friend who also hated her turned all the girls against her, and like she literally would come up to the lunch table and try to sit down, and my friend who hated her was like, is she really trying to sit here right now? Like in front of her? Yeah, it was mean.
See,
she ran off crying. It was a bit mean, but whatever.
I feel like anyone that I went to school with can confirm I was that girl though. Like, I had a mouth. Like
it's warranted. It's like, warranted. Don't sleep with your friends, like, you know, crushes.
Oh, 100%. I would have said something too. I'd have been like, oh, are we letting whores at the table now?
Yeah, it's
like, that's stuff that I would have done. Like, that's our child. Don't do it. That's just gross.
Oh, I have a really bad story.
About?
So, like, I don't know. It doesn't really relate to this, but anyway.
I'm always keen for a story.
Okay, so not my recent ex, not the good ex, the bad ex before him. He was, like, cheating on me with 50 million different girls. Like, who can even keep track? One of them came into the cafe I was working at. And she was kind of like low-key tormenting me. Like, she came up and ordered and she knew that I knew. And she was like, I would like a milkshake. Like, just like, she's just being a bitch. So anyway, I made the milkshake and I go, oh.
So you pretended or?
No. I like spat a golly into her milkshake and mixed it in. She drank the whole thing. That's so gross. I told my mum about that and she was like, that's fucked. Like, that's so disgusting. I raised you better than that. Yeah, that's what I just got reminded of just then. How gross.
I mean, to be fair, if I got cheated on, I think I'd do a lot worse. So you're a great human.
She was just a bitch, but like, oh.
You know what, though? Women like that disgust me. You know what? I would rather be the one that got cheated on than be the one involved in the cheating. Like, knowing, like, imagine getting with a man that you know has a girlfriend, like, Like, are you kidding me? That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's, that, it's not good.
Like, it's to say your standards are low. Like, if you
the way that you find someone is the way that they'll leave you. I know. What number is that? Number 4?
Oh my god, you are on a roll. I'm literally just going to have one whole video as like snippets of me going.
Yeah, me saying quotes, like a montage. And then you being like.
Literally then like play like music. Like.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so true.
It is.
It's so true.
Oh my gosh. That's why like I always get hate for saying this snippet. I think once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, I have friends, and I've warned you, who are like, you'll get in a relationship. I know they're watching this, like, all right, she's out. Yeah. Like, where, like, they've met their partner because he's cheated on his partner with her, and then she's ended up getting cheated on. I'm like, they don't change.
The only way that they could change is if they're, like, in their late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, like, they're actually maturing.
They've hit a new stage of life where they've matured. However, if they're still in their 30s cheating, they're not going to change.
No. Oh, like, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
I'd like to believe some people can change because, like, some people do make mistakes.
Like, you want to see the better in them at the end of the day.
Of course, yeah. And some people just... honestly make mistakes, but it's the fuckheads who constantly take advantage of people's kindness and forgiveness.
Oh yeah,
they just keep
nudging.
Yeah. Literally.
I love that. Well, we'll do one more question. All right, is
the other ones we've kind of answered.
Okay, perfect. Is losing friends normal when I change things in my life? 100%. I there's always going to be someone out there too that just preys on your downfall. And I feel like we'll all have those friends that don't actually want the good for you. So it is normal. I feel like when you're going through a change, especially like for me when I got in a relationship, I lost a lot of my friends because they, you know, just weren't serving a purpose in my life anymore. And I think, you know, they were the going out type. I feel like when you do change things in your life, you're gonna lose friends. Yep. I feel like you'll know like who the real ones are by, you know, when you change things in your life, like the ones that stick around.
You outgrow people.
You're just amazing.
Thank you.
She's just
that so wasn't amazing. A quote, but as I said it, I was like, is she gonna think I'm trying to say a quote?
No, but that was good though. Like,
you do outgrow people though, it's for sure. Normal.
I feel like we've all been in a stage where, like, I had a best friend for, like, 4 years and then we just outgrew each other because we were both on different paths, you know. Yeah. I was working, she was still, like, drinking and partying and it's just, our values didn't align anymore and it's normal to outgrow people, especially, like, ones who just don't serve your purpose.
Yeah, for sure. And the ones, who, like, if something's making you happy and they don't fully support you... kind of thing.
Friends that don't celebrate your accomplishments.
Yeah, like, I know when I, like, you probably have felt the same thing being with Hayden, but when I first got with my recent ex, the good ex, we were, like, obviously, I became best friends with him. Like, he was my person. And then, because, like, your time is already split in half then when you meet a boyfriend between your friends and your boyfriend, and then... they, like, the two girls I was friends with would drink more. They'd always be smoking weed, which I'm not a weed person. And then
we don't do that. It's not legal here. Yeah. So we don't do it, guys.
Well, people still do it.
Yeah, but we don't.
I personally, it makes me want to sleep, so I don't. That's why I don't do it. But, I would, like, obviously, like, drifting from them because they were doing things that didn't really align with what I wanted, drew me closer to him. And then it got to a point where, like, shit from my previous, like, the bad ex came up in my new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started seeing a psychologist and I was like, you know, drinking is like adding fuel to a fire, which was my mental health. So I was like, I don't want to drink. So then that further like pushed me away from those girls. Mm-hmm. And then I was like so happy with my new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And they were like, he's making you like, he's like controlling you and not letting you come out to drinks and clubbing with us. And I was like, no, I just don't want to do it. And they're like, there's no way you don't want to do it. Like, you've always liked doing it. And I'm like, yeah, because I was single and horny. Yeah, I'm not now.
Things change when you're in a relationship. Yeah.
And as a result, I blocked them.
Yeah.
Both. And, like, stopped being friends with both of them.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what I mean. Like, I obviously was in a new relationship, happy as, and they were, like, not happy for me.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I could never imagine. I said this in one of my TikToks too. Like, I could never have friends that, like, like, for example, like, when you have something happy, in, when you have something good happen in your life, like, your friends should be equally as happy.
Yeah, of course.
Like, if they're a true friend, they're going to be just as happy as you are at this new opportunity.
Even
or whatever.
If you don't, like, share the exact same excitement, because obviously when something happens to someone, they're going to be the most excited 100%. Out of all their friends or whatever.
Yeah.
But like every time you post something about your podcast or whatever, obviously I don't share the same excitement because it's not my podcast.
Yeah, of course.
But I still will like message you and be like, oh my God, this is so exciting.
Yeah. Or like heart, like all the heart stories and stuff. Yeah. Like there's just support.
Yeah. Because like you just, you like have to think, you have to realize that like, what's important to your friends should be important to you as well.
100%. 100%. Yep. And anyone who disagrees with that, you just clearly aren't a good friend. Yeah. Well,
we don't want you part of the Sisterhood Secrets community.
Yeah, you're clearly not a sister.
You're a brother. No, you're a fucking half-sister.
Yeah.
Ho. No.
Yeah, you got, like, the sisters and then you got, like, the half-sisters.
Yeah, the ugly stepsisters.
That were married into the
and
family.
And we're Cinderella. Bruh.
Exactly.
Oh, can you please crop out me saying bruh? That was so gross. I don't know why I said that.
I love it. Wow, this was a really fun episode. I really enjoyed this.
Again, we went so over time.
We always do. But you know what? That's what you get when you have us two on a couch
yapping
together.
Away.
No, literally. It is so fun, though. And this was amazing. So, it was great having you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I'll see you guys next Wednesday for another upload. Bye.
Bye, guys.